Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
If I remember correctly, you didn't think the NFL would appeal.
That's what I thought.
So are you, how, obviously you're surprised. So tell us how surprised you are, and do you think this was the right decision by the NFL?
Well, I'm extremely surprised. I thought the NFL wanted to hurry up and put this to bed. But, you know, public opinion obviously still means a great deal to the NFL. And they knew if they didn't appeal, there would be a certain level of backlash. Not enough to make them uncomfortable, but they knew no matter what, the 6-game suspension had to be appealed. They had to give the perception of them not being okay with it. Now, the things that to me are a little cloudy, and maybe you can clear this up, a man of your stature, is now that they've appealed, one of the people who can hear the appeal is Roger Goodell himself.
Right, right.
Right? So now it seems like we're putting a hat on a hat. If they recommended an indefinite suspension and the person who has to, who possibly can hear the appeal and rule on it, is part of the group that you know.
He's still the judge, jury, and executioner.
So what are we doing? Like, I mean.
Well, here's what I think. And I said on TV yesterday about once the ruling came down, I did think the league would appeal because, Ephraim, you know, like, look, they did go for an independent arbiter, right? Sue L. Robinson.
Right, yes.
She's
former
unbiased.
Judge.
Yep, she's not, you know, doesn't have a dog in the fight, so to speak. She's going to be objective.
Mm-hmm.
And, but when you really read her report, she said the NFL proved what they set out to prove.
Mm-hmm.
That he violated the 3 points on the conduct policy that they pointed out. And then when she made her decision, she based it entirely on past precedent on the rulings given out by Goodell, which I get that's what you do in a court of law. I didn't necessarily want to see her do it in this situation. And so I don't feel like she acted as an independent arbiter because she made herself beholden to the NFL's past rulings, right? That's why she said it was 6 games. So I felt like, you know what? They have to appeal because they need to set a new precedent. Or God forbid, if this happens again, not necessarily with Deshaun, but with another player, then they're going to use the same precedent and it'll be 6 games again. And so I think he needs to set a new precedent. I don't know what he'll do. There are reports, Ephraim, and this is really where it could get sticky. But the reports are that, as you know, they wanted an indefinite suspension.
Yes.
The reports are that they're going to push for that again, or at least a full season. And I do think Goodell is going to once again be the judge, jury, and executioner. All right. So I think he's going to make the final decision. And then what I think needs to happen, I know the Players Association will appeal it. It'll get ugly. As you said, it won't go away. It's going to hang over maybe the whole season, at least for the Browns, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I think after this decision, Ephraim, they need the PA, which I'm sure would do it, and the NFL need to decide that we're going to go into the CBA and mutually agree to do it and change it where Goodell does not have the final say, where it becomes – we get an independent arbiter, a disciplinary officer, which was Sue L. Robinson or whoever, and she or he makes the final call.
Period.
Because this is no different than what we had before.
You're exactly right. And like them, it's like the shell game, right? Like you put a dime under one shell and you got two others and you're moving it around and you pick it up and be like, oh, it's not under there. Right, they're hitting us with the old bait and switch, right?
Yep.
Like, we're going to hire an independent person to rule on disciplinary action because we've been burned with that in the past.
Right.
So we're going to let someone that we feel is qualified to do this. And when that person does it and you don't agree with it, then you appeal it and the appeal falls back into the lap of Roger Goodell. Makes zero sense.
But my thing is, why did the PA agree to that? They should have fought that and said, no, this is the same thing.
Well, you know, it's a few things that the NFL PA does that you're just like, wait, what?
Right. They got you scratching your head. So, look, I think, Ephraim, and we're going to go to break in a moment and continue this in the next segment, but I think the NFL will be ready because, obviously, again, the PA – I think would be fine with taking Goodell out of the situation, out of the process. I think the NFL will be ready to now because, and I look, they seem, I know they only care about the shield, but they do seem like they really want a long suspension for Deshaun Watson.
Well, they do. And they had an opportunity to address this last year and get the ball rolling on this. They didn't. They chose to wait for, you know, getting all the information. Now, out of the 24 women, only 4 were available to actually speak.
Right.
Because the other ones had settled their cases. So the dragging of the feet and the seemingly uncertain which way to go puts us in this situation now.
Well, they were doing that, but remember, they were doing a long investigation.
Right.
Which I don't necessarily – I mean, I guess you have to some degree. But, again, I just think the NFL needs to get out of this policing process, right? They're yes. not going to do it better than the FBI and the criminal justice system and things like that. But look, if the NFL, and again, I do think they really want a long suspension for whatever reason you want to say, but I think if you think about it, Ephraim, if Goodell was not involved, then they could have easily, the NFL could have been like, look, we wanted an indefinite suspension. Mm-hmm. All the women's groups and all the media members complaining about this six games, the NFL could have rightly said, we wanted it to be indefinite. And we had an independent person with no dog in the fight who made it six games. It's not on us. And I think that's why after this ruling, they should just get out.
Just get out.
Right. Just leave it to the people that do this for a living and then let the chips fall where they may.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com, expresspros.com today.
We're talking about the NFL appealing the 6-game suspension that was levied at Deshaun Watson. And what will happen? So let's, you know, say when the NFL decides on who is going to make the ruling, it'll either be Goodell or someone he designates. I think it'll be Goodell. When he makes his ruling, then we all believe, and all the reports are saying, that the Players Association will appeal it. And when they appeal it, Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong, it will be stayed, meaning the ruling won't go into effect until the appeal is heard and, you know, decided upon. And so theoretically, let's say they suspend him for a full season. If the appeal is not heard and decided upon until after this season, Deshaun Watson could play this entire season. Or certainly, what if it's not decided until November, he could play until then, which is obviously a crazy situation. But what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. This process is becoming longer,
right,
and more strenuous for us than we'd hope. Right, we hoped when the 6th games got levied down, some people were upset. It was what it was. Independent arbitrator came in, made the ruling. That's what we're gonna do. Boom. Now we have an appeals process, because if they appeal, the NFLPA can appeal.
Yep.
On behalf of Deshaun Watson. So, yeah, technically, we could see Deshaun Watson play this entire year. And then if the appeal.
Not play next year.
which makes no sense.
Right, right.
It makes zero sense. And I was thinking during the break, what if the NFL would have came out and took a stand last year and said, look, we're going to suspend Deshaun Watson for the entirety of this year? Right? He wasn't playing. The Texans would not put him on.
They didn't have that ability. Because remember, in 2020, they made the change where it had to go to an independent arbiter.
Yeah, but the time it took to do
that.
Right?
Because of the investigation and all that.
They were so focused on we're not going to make a decision. If the Texans could have easily forced their hand.
But here's the thing. They remember how much stuff came out. Let's say they had done it right away in training camp last year. And all this, or, you know, soon after the first few allegations. And then here come 10 more women. And then 10 more women. And then there's the report about 66 masseuses. It could have, I mean, we're presuming that most of the information is out there. That we're not going to be hit with another 20 women coming out and saying this and that about Deshaun Watson. So I hear what you're saying, because it's, I mean, we all feel a little bit dirty talking about it, right? We'd love to move on from it. But I just think it is what it is, and I don't know that they could have. Let me throw this at you, because there are those that believe last season's, the fact that he didn't play at all last season, should count toward his suspension.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Do you agree? I totally disagree with that, and I'll tell you why. But first, I want to hear you. You agree with that? That should count it?
I don't agree with that. That's why I was saying that the NFL should have took a stand, right?
Like, but wasn't that Deshaun's choice? See,
no, that was the Texans. That was the Texans' choice.
Well, he didn't want to play, though.
It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
They should have played. You're with me. I, myself and Rob, we were saying, look, if he shows up to camp, which he did, obviously, just to get his money, if I'm the Texans, I'm like, you're our best quarterback. Get in there with the ones.
You're playing.
Now, he may have faked an injury or something, but remember, he was saying
he didn't want to ever play for the Texans again.
Right.
This all came on the heels of him saying, I'm one out. I don't want to be here anymore. All of that prior to the story being breaking.
Right.
And so if I'm the Texans, I'm like, look, you're the starting quarterback. We don't care. You're under contract. We just gave you a truck of money.
Yep.
You're going to play. Now, the onus would have been on the NFL to step in and say, hey, wait. Something's going on here. We don't want Deshaun to play until we figure out what's going on. He could have been on the commissioner's exempt list, whatever that is. But none of that happened.
Right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties, or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
We mentioned it in the last segment, Ephraim, yesterday's ruling on the Dolphins found guilty of tampering, this wild scheme where Tom Brady was a part of it, in that he retired for 40 days from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers so he could apparently get some ownership with the Dolphins and then put aside the ownership so he could quarterback the team, and Sean Payton was going to be the coach, and Stephen Ross, the owner, was in talks with those two guys while they were still with their other teams, Brady with both the Patriots and then with the Buccaneers. And Ross gets what we both believe was a slap on the wrist, a $1.5 million fine, which is nothing for a man of his wealth. They lost their first-round pick this upcoming season, but they do still have a first-round pick they got from the 49ers, and they lost a third-round pick in 2024. And he's, as you said earlier, he can't be around the team at the facility or any events like that until mid-October. What a lot of people are saying, Ephraim, because the NFL, remember, Brian Flores also accused them of tanking. And I get the NFL's ruling. Clearly, Stephen Ross created an atmosphere where it was understood and it was accepted that getting a high draft pick was more important than winning games. I assume the league did not come down on the tank with a tanking charge or conviction, if you will, because Brian Flores clearly did not do that. He clearly did not tank. And it doesn't appear that there was a direct edict from Stephen Ross to look, lose games. Now, he created that climate, that atmosphere. Even the $100,000, right, that Flores said he was told he would get if they lost games, the league said it was a joke. Mm. Now, I don't know, maybe. But beyond what I just said, ultimately, Ephraim, The league, the last thing they want, right? They protect the shield, the integrity of the game. The last thing they want is for an owner or a team to be accused and convicted of losing games on purpose. Am I right?
You can't survive that. The NBA was able to survive that. That won't happen in the NFL.
With Donnie, about the ref, yep.
Right, right. So, but even we know NBA teams tank. Right? We've seen that happen
and there's
before.
Is there a way? I'm not mad at a team that's bad.
Right, trust the
process.
Playing
the young
right?
guys.
Yeah, you know.
Right, just play the young guys. We're not saying go out and lose the game, but we're putting our team out there that we know can't win.
Yeah, but the NFL is not going to stand for that, because if you're going out tanking, that means you're putting an inferior product on the field. And in the NBA, you're just trying to position yourself to have enough lottery balls where you may.
You don't think any teams do that in the NFL?
I do think it. But when you accuse a team of that and it's in the headlines, that's a problem for the NFL.
Right.
The integrity of the
Especially
game is the most important thing. It's a huge problem because now that shifts Vegas. The NFL and every other sports league has embraced gambling, sports booking. So now when you can, now that's insider, right? So let me take you through a journey, right? A quick one. If this is a known thing and you decide, okay, we're going to lose our next four games, right? You now have information that is valuable that people can profit a lot of money from in the gambling world.
Right.
So that information is dangerous. Vegas doesn't want it. The NFL doesn't want it. Because now you're inviting scrupulous characters into the fold.
Right.
And that opens up a can of worms. That's the reason why professional teams steer clear away from gambling for so long. But the revenue's too great, and they want a piece of it, obviously.
Right.
And so now if you openly come out and owners are saying, hey, we're tanking, we're going to do this, now you got to look at every team. Now you got to go in. You got to find out what's going on. NFL doesn't want them. They don't want that smoke.
Right.
Now, overactive owner who's talking about, I'm tampering here. Okay, we could deal with that. A player who does something egregious, who has no business, we can deal with that. Why do you think they made Deflategate such a big deal? Why do you think they made Spygate such a big deal? If you can give yourself an unfair advantage in these games, the NFL is going to have a huge problem with that.
No, I feel you on that. And here's an aspect of this situation, Ephraim, that not a lot of people are talking about. I mentioned it today on First Things First a couple times. I'm going to mention it again. This, for those that are saying, it's no big deal. We know the problems that the NFL has had with hiring African-American coaches. Now, granted, Miami did replace Brian Flores with Mike McDaniel, who is biracial. I don't know if he claims to be black, but he's one of his parents. Right?
Well, I knew Mike, and I mean, okay. It never came up. It never, you know, I didn't.
I didn't know.
Is you know somebody in his family was black. He's extremely talented, smart. I remember when he was like a coach's assistant. He has a great mind for football. I'll just put it.
He
at
seems
that.
Like
but,
he does.
But
right.
But in terms of ethnicity, and I did not directly
you didn't know he
correlate.
Was black.
No, I did not.
Okay, and he was. Well, yeah, I don't know if his dad or one of his parents is black, but anyway. You had, in Brian Flores, you had a coach that, by everyone's estimation, was doing a great job.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
To win 10 games 2 years ago, 9 games last year with that roster, with a team that, let's just keep it real, wasn't trying to win.
No, without a quarterback, right? Without a proven quarterback.
And he did that, and now he gets fired. We all were shocked, and, you know, stuff came out, he didn't get along with the GM, but whatever. He was fired. It was stunning. And Ephraim, is he going to get another head coaching job? I mean, the Steelers certainly put out the olive branch and brought him in as an assistant coach, but he sued the league.
Yeah,
is he? He may never get enough. This is a guy that clearly did a great job.
Yeah, first of all, let's big up the Steelers. That was a heck of a thing Mike Tomlin did.
Absolutely, absolutely. And they're an organization that let the Rooney Rule.
Mm-hmm.
It came from them. So, but my point is, that's part of those are part of the ramifications of this because of the foolishness, the shenanigans, the cheating of Stephen Ross, and Tom Brady could have just said, no, I don't want to meet with y'all. Sean Payton could have been like, nah, I'm under contract, can't do it. Because of all their shenanigans, Brian Flores, a hot, talented young black coach, loses a job, and maybe his career as a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of negative to come out of this. That's much deeper than what the NFL is saying.
Much deeper. And the punishment doesn't fit the crime.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health. With great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.